two fishermen recently learned that commercial trolling out of season, even by a single day, can be expensive. KCAW's Greta Mart reports.
The captain and crewman of the fishing vessel Chief Joseph pleaded guilty in a Sitka courtroom last week to charges of fishing during close season and unlawful possession of fish. Judge Leonard Devaney sent the vessel owner, 49-year-old Jeffrey Angelo of Samoa, California, to jail for 5 days and ordered him to pay over $6,000 in fines. The crewman, Alec Hurst, received a suspended jail sentence and a $1,500 fine. Alaska Trooper Sergeant Aaron Frenzel said that cases of preseason fishing such as this are relatively rare. On June 30th, Alaska wildlife troopers came upon Angelo and Hurst at anchor in Still Harbor on the southwest corner of Baranoff Island, with evidence of recent fishing on deck. According to the trooper's report, Angelo and Hurst knowingly fished 12 king salmon in Whale Bay the day before the king season opened on July 1st. Wildlife troopers escorted the Chief Joseph back to Sitka and ordered Angelo to deliver the caught salmon to a processor, forfeiting $691 in proceeds to the state. Both men were then allowed to fish in the opening. Angelo was also cited for failing to display his commercial numbers on the boat and sentenced to 3 years probation. 29-year-old Hurst, a resident of Fort Bragg, California, was placed on probation for 2 years. On the same day he sentenced the Chief Joseph crew, Judge Devaney ordered 23-year-old Douglas McNamee to pay $1,500 in fines by August 8th for tampering with someone else's shellfish pots and furnishing sport-caught shellfish to a client. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.